This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Conversation across the nation centering around the caravan of people who are migrating up from Central America and crossing over in Mexico, or are they crossing over? The president says not so fast. Justin Duckham joins us right at the top of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney from Talk Media News. Justin, it's very strange to see the 7,000, 6,000, whatever the number is. I don't know how anybody can count that. It's not like we're going through turnstiles at Disneyland and you're clicking people off. But what's the latest from D.C. on that?
Well, the president has really been zeroing in on this rhetorically. He has made this the centerpiece of a lot of his public message in the past couple of days. There's been a lot of discussion from him about suspending foreign aid for Central American countries that didn't do more to halt their progress. He has threatened to seal the border, threatened to use the military, which is something that he previously voted last year when there was a similar situation to this. But he is certainly doubling down. And today he was pressed on a number of the statements that he made, largely his assertion that there are an unknown number of Middle Easterners within the throng of people who are coming. And he said that he has very good information to back that up, but when asked directly if he had proof, he conceded that he did not. So you have to take this with a grain of salt. You have to understand that this is coming up with about 2 weeks until the midterm elections. This is certainly something that the president is really aiming for in terms of galvanizing his base and getting that political message across. But nevertheless, it's something that does seem to be working and is certainly getting a lot of attention over here in the Beltway.
Boy, no kidding. And when you say a lot of attention to the Beltway, and I said it across America, I'm getting like an avalanche of emails, and there's no doubt people are talking about this and what the impact will be on the election. I saw something today where I guess it was Rahm Emanuel said it's going to be like a blue wave. What are the Democrats saying?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a comfortable Democratic win, at least in the House. But, you know, we also had a lot of confidence before the 2016 election, and we all know how that ended up turning out. But, you know, historically, the odds are on the side of the Democratic Party. Typically, in midterm election years, we see the party in the White House lose seats. If you recall, in 2010, Obama had what he described as a shellacking when he lost the lower chamber there. But we certainly could be surprised. And as the message is changing, we now see Republicans adopting new measures going into this, trying to make this about Kavanaugh, trying to make this about immigration, trying to make this about middle-class tax cuts, which is something that the president has put forward lately. But, you know, all of this rhetoric is coming up against the reality, which is that if they lose the House, this is going to make their political ambitions a lot harder. And that's something that Larry Kudlow pretty much acknowledged today on the front side of the White House, outside of the West Wing. He basically said that this is his major concern right now, this notion that Democrats could come in and could roll back some of the, you know, economic measures that the Republicans have put forward, including the tax cuts, could bog down the Trump administration with a lot of investigations since they will have the power of the gaggle, and pretty much just throw a monkey wrench into, the Trump presidency, which people in the White House are saying is, you know, certainly gaining steam, at least when it comes to, these accomplishments that they're trying to tout in the final days before the midterms.
Yeah. And then how about this other story? Of course, the Khashoggi thing has people just shaken. And now the announcement that the Secretary of State says that the administration is revoking the visas of some of the Saudi officials that have been implicated in the death of that writer. What's been the reaction in D.C.? Because I know some people knew him, and of course, with his opinion pieces in the Post, that was big D.C. talk.
Yeah, exactly. And right now the big question is, you know, what are these consequences going to look like that Trump has been promising for, you know, well over 2 weeks now? You know, initially he said that he was not going to be moving forward with sanctions because that would hinder the U.S. economy. He said he was not going to be limiting arms sales, which he put into the billions from Saudi Arabia. But he has said that there will be an effort to try to hold those accountable. You know, the will in D.C. is to hopefully see that move beyond just, you know, officials having their sanctions revoked. I think that would be viewed as sort of a lackluster response if that's all we get from the administration. But right now, we're still just trying to wait for that shoe to drop. You know, repeatedly when members of the administration are asked what this is going to look like, we're told that they just want to let the investigation carry itself out before they, you know, sign on to anything. But right now, it looks like the writing's on the wall. It looks like this is a cover-up. It looks like this is something that probably has, you know, some level of coordination from Saudi leadership, just based on how that country is run. And we still don't know exactly how the White House, at least, is going to handle it, beyond just saying that they're going to leave it to Congress and, you know, give some very serious input when it comes to that.
Yeah. Boy, interesting times, but we always say that. Justin Duckham, thanks as always so much.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good one.
You too. So as Justin said, and we started off with the caravan of dreams for those who are trying to come here and the caravan of consequences on the other side in the U.S. Mike Pence, the VP, said it is inconceivable that the Middle Eastern folks are not part of this caravan. He cannot imagine that. He defended the president's assertion that unknown Middle Easterners are probably in the middle of that crowd headed toward the U.S. He said that, you know, if you got 7,000 people, in the last fiscal year we apprehended about 10 terrorists or suspected terrorists at the southern border from other countries other than Mexico. When Trump was asked, by the way, for evidence of his assertion, he told a TV reporter to take your camera, go in the middle, and search the caravan. So the VP saying, look, with that many people, come on, give me a break. In the meantime, Senator Cardin said the U.S. should help the caravan travelers. He said it doesn't necessarily mean they can come and live in America, but we should not be using language that in regards to that caravan that we have been using. He said we've invested a great deal in Central America to improve the living conditions and the safety of the peeps in that region. He said, people, I have been there. I know how gang violence can disrupt family safety and the economic opportunities are limited. In our interest to invest in stabilizing Central America, we shouldn't be threatened to cut off the funds. But the president is saying, look, the caravan's a national emergency. He has threatened to cut off the money that flows to Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. What do you say? Cut off the flow and stop the traffic from moving in this caravan? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or is Cardin right? At least help him. Cardin says we've had bipartisan support to give us more orderly types of ways for people coming to the United States that will give hope for those already in our country living in the shadows, including the Dreamers and those on temporary protected status. Did you win the Mega Millions lottery? If you did, you can also call this number. Don't worry, Andy, my technical maestro, will disguise your voice. But we have a few questions for you. 855-266-5283. Hang with us as numbers next.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Oh, the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, but leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Well, you would be bad to the bone if, in fact, you won $1.6 billion in a lottery, the Mega Millions prize, that jackpot, huge. So, here at America Tonight, we've got a big announcement to make. We have a drum roll, please. Drum roll. Did the drummer quit again? I need the drum roll. I couldn't hear the drum roll. So, there we go. So we'll just do it again. And the numbers are 5, 28, 62, 55, 70, and Mega Millions number is 5. Did anyone win the $1.6 billion Mega Millions prize? Wow. We know, do we? We know that my friends, I said that there would be some people that would have offices that would chip in, and my friend Annie, she said they had 300 chances to win the lottery. So will somebody be crowned a billionaire solo? Will a group of people walk away with millions after taxes? We don't know. I mean, will we get a chance? If it's one person, will we ever even meet that billionaire? 4 states give the winners the option of remaining anonymous. And there are some other measures winners take in states to conceal their identity. Because you can imagine how everybody would hit you up. It's human nature. If you won the lottery, we don't know at this point. The Mega Millions jackpot has been growing since July. A group of California office workers won a lot of money. In fact, they won $543 million. But if no ticket matches the numbers, the jackpot will grow to $2 billion on Friday. 44 states, as well as Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands, are in the Mega Millions jackpot areas. Of course, if you don't live in one of those areas, you just go to a neighboring state and get it, or you ask one of your friends to pick up the ticket. Do you trust that they wouldn't switch the tickets on you if you weren't going to see them till later in the week? There have been lottery foibles where there's arguments, there's been lawsuits. Yes, 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 indeed. So, pretty wild. $1.6 billion is a whole lot of something-something, isn't it? As the jackpot grows, more people are interested in it, and there's more pools to boost the odds. But what's interesting is the people who are odds makers say that doesn't really work. That just because a group's get together and you have 2,000 people in the group and they pay $10 to each buy a ticket and then you go in, that you've got this big, thick envelope and you have to go through all the numbers and go through all the tickets and, you know, how are you going to divide it and, you know, taxes taken out of the winnings, the final prize, But statisticians say it's nothing to sneeze at, but the chances are still the same chances. There's a 1 in 302.6 million chance of winning. So whether you purchase 10,000 tickets or one, the winning percentage for Mega Millions is still like a nothing burger. It's still low. As far as games of chance are concerned, it absolutely is the lowest of the low. But you know what? So what? We know that. Isn't it about, hey, maybe somebody's got to win. Someone's going to win. Their ticket's going to come up. Where is that ticket going to be? So I think lottery fever and the discussion over it will continue. And then it's a question of, will we know, when we know somebody has it, we'll know where that ticket came from. And that makes it more interesting because then people try to figure it out. I had the others say to me, well, you know, in a lot of places, in fact, in most places, you would have cameras. So if they came to my establishment and they said, okay, well, you got the ticket here, so you would get money for that. Well, couldn't we just go back and look at the feed and couldn't you kind of time stamp it and figure out who that possibly could be? I guess. I don't know. By the way, Hurricane Willa, while some people worried about the lottery, Hurricane Willa smashed into Mexico's west central coast. 120-mile-an-hour winds. Woohoo! Cat 3. It briefly reached Cat 5, and it happened at about 9 o'clock near Isla de Bosque in Sinaloa, about 50 miles southeast of this popular resort city of Mazatlan. And so not good because they're talking about 6 to 12 inches of rain, and the rain could be the flooding, and we've already seen some flooding. I've seen some of the photographs from Cabo San Lucas, and I used to go to Cabo, and it's pretty flooded, you know. So people have changed flights, and people are tracking the storm to hope it weakens and then get into their Mexican vacations if they're going to Mexico. So it looks, you know, again, it's what we've seen with these hurricanes. If the winds are really brutal, then you see the shifting of the houses and the houses being ripped up. And if it's in a different direction, it's more about the flooding, then of course you see the dampened houses where it's up to maybe the porch and you see people walking in the streets. And some of you had quite a bit to say about that in the mailbag because you've seen the devastation from Michael, you've seen the devastation in some areas, and you know, there is time with a hurricane sometimes, but it's not always so easy to scramble and get out. And then when you get trapped and you're playing chicken with the winds or with the flooding, it becomes even more deadly. A lot of times it's the aftermath that is so, so bloody tough. Hey, coming up on the show, too, a big reminder, the Red Sox and the Dodgers. Woohoo! If you like baseball, game one of the World Series. So who ultimately won this game? One team cracked it open in the late innings. I'll tell you who that was and what happened there. Also, the Dallas Cowboys make it official, and they pick up Amari Cooper, but they trade away a top pick. Will he be worth it? They need some targets. So I think he will definitely be worth it. And then I'm going to talk about some of those concussion settlements, because many of you actually have sent me some stories about concussions and asking me what I thought and what the league was doing, meaning the NFL. And we'll talk about those, too, as well. If we look at money on the open market, not the gambling kind, so if we look at Wall Street, the Dow was down again, the NASDAQ was down, the S&P was down. So what kind of scary October are we going to see for these stocks? Well, Caterpillar had some bad losses, and there are some forecasts for economic earnings for some of these big blue chip companies to plunge. So there's risk associated with that. You know, the corporate earnings like Caterpillar and 3M, that certainly panicked investors a little bit because they thought of that as pretty steady. But, you know, are there corrections to some of the peaks? So Tuesday's had some wild swings and crazy losses. The S&P stock index closed 6.5% below its September all-time high. The Dow was 6.1% off its October 3rd record. Wall Street hoping that strong quarterly earnings will provide that bounce back on the market, but it hasn't happened yet. There are signs that it should make a sharp turn. For now, we just got to call it even. How's that? We come back, though, we're hitting the mailbag. Plenty of you sending me your thoughts, including Jeff, Amber, and Angel. We'll get to those on the flip side. Thanks for tuning in. Kate Delaney, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has been increasingly critical of Saudi authorities, whose story about the death of U.S. resident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi has evolved in the past 2.5 weeks.
They had a very bad original concept. It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The State Department says 21 Saudis will have their U.S. visas invalidated or be made ineligible for visas because of Khashoggi's killing. Speaking through an interpreter, Turkish President Erdogan called it premeditated murder.
Why was there a slurry of incoherent statements? And now there is official acknowledgement that there was a murder. Where is the body?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, mistress.
We do have mail. So thank you to all of you who sent me some mail, including Jeff, who's listening to us in Austin. And Jeff says, Kate, wow, I feel so mixed about this whole caravan thing, because clearly you can see that there are some people that are suffering and they don't want to be in that situation. But then you do wonder, the nefarious types could easily find their way in the middle of it. It would be the perfect place to be, prey on the innocent, but then get across and eventually do something horrific in the U.S. and we'll be tracing it back, and then all hell will break loose, because people would blame the government and say, why didn't they stop people at the border? This is what happens. And if you were trying to meld in, isn't it the perfect place to assimilate? Well, I can't argue with that. I mean, I can't argue with, of course, if you were going to assimilate and you're in a giant crowd. I mean, that's what people do. When they're trying to decoy somebody, they jump into crowds and try to blend in. So in this case, how do we know? We don't know. We don't know. I mean, frankly, the way it's all playing out, if I was trying to do damage and I was some jihadist or somebody attached to whatever crazy group, fringe group that wanted to do some harm in the United States, and I was in one of those other countries, it is a perfect place to kind of jump in the middle of that. Would you do it? When the answer is, of course, to protect your identity. But would you be protecting your identity with this migrant caravan that's going to be stopped. That's what, you know, that's what I would say. I think it's crazy to watch it, I have to say. I do. It's like we're watching, this sort of old-time movie where people are on horses and they've got luggage on their backs and they have kids in their arms and they're walking. And it's, geez, it is just insane. All right, how about this one from Amber, who says, Katie, I know that you were in Los Angeles. I grew up in L.A., believe it or not. And I don't know if you happened to catch any of the just what I call straight facts news. I think that's a shot. And did you see the plane that crashed on the freeway? I did see the plane. I saw the video of it. It was a single-engine plane, and it just plopped down. The pilot was okay. The plane burst into flames. Nobody, it was crazy. Because it was at Agora Hills. In fact, I was near Agora Hills when I was there, so it's interesting you remember that. It kind of looks like the plane just poof, plopped down. But nobody in any of the cars was hurt. The pilot wasn't hurt. And, you know, the thing caught on fire. The firemen got there and they put it out. It was one of those vintage planes, too, by the way. It really shut up the traffic, though, or shut it off. Are you going to get anywhere on that L.A. freeway if you've got a plane that has gone down? The answer is no, you are not. You're not going anywhere. You're stuck. You're stuck until they move it. So it was crazy. So thanks for asking me that question. Then I've got one from Angel who says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I tell you what, I am so sick of looking, although they're clever sometimes, these commercials about what my phone can do. Like, it looks like it can fly. It talks to me. It may kill me, according to some people. It's cool because I can FaceTime anyone I want, and we can have this conversation where we can see each other. It, in so many ways, is a curse. In so many ways, it is a blessing. But I wish the Apple people would stop making new ones, a new one. I mean, for goodness sake, the iPhones are up to, what, X now? And they're talking about the XR. When do you stop? And people are almost addicted to it. It's like crack. Because every time a new iPhone comes out, they're getting it, and they'll wait in whatever line that it caught, you know, that it takes. Yeah, they unveiled another iPhone. So here we go again. The XS and the XS Max on sale. I mean, the consumers want it, though. See, it is like crack. Crack to although we're comparing something deadly to a addict, but if you're addicted to keep upping the game with the iPhone, it's exactly what Apple wants. So the iPhone XR has to wait until Friday when it reaches the stores. But the X phone, the iPhone X, was one of the priciest phones of all time. It was the first to crack over 1,000. I think it's the Apple Watch, though, that people are buzzing about. The iPhones, that's fine. I've seen people with outdated iPhones. They're not in the 6s even, or not even in the 7s, but it's the watch that people want. Because, you know, now it has healthcare in it. It's got an exercise tracking timepiece. There's all kinds of features to it, the Apple Watch Series 4. And they're saying that they believe it even overshadows the new iPhones because of how small it is. And if you take a pill, the watch can detect that too. If you're unresponsive after a fall, the watch can summon emergency assistance. So there's things that can help you. Certainly for older people, it can help them. And the idea is it's just a notch above everything. You can get your messages, look at your messages that way. I don't know why I don't have any interest in the Apple Watch. I get it, though. I've met more people that have the Apple Watch than I've ever met, although it's fairly still new, I guess we could say, than I've ever met, run into, whatever, before. There is absolutely a buzz, not just in my backyard, your backyard, your cousin's backyard, your best friend's backyard. I mean, it is. There's something about the watch now. And I wonder if that takes over some of the sales in the future, that it's more about that than it is about the phone itself, that it suddenly switches and we go in a much different direction. I think it could happen based on, and I'm basing this on what I'm seeing with people I know, when I go to conventions, I look around and boy, everybody has, or a lot of people have the Apple iPhone. Mm-hmm. Well, what's going on with Netflix? I got this one from Brian who says, Kate, I know you talk about branding when you speak, and you've mentioned before about Netflix versus Blockbuster and what idiots Blockbuster was, but did you happen to see that there's $2 billion that they've had to borrow? What's up with that? Are they unstable? Are they having problems? You know, it's a good question because I was watching the stock go down a little bit, but not very much. And I guess the debt isn't a surprise to some who monitor stocks like this one, because that's what Netflix does. They usually have a negative cash flow. That's their model, because they burn cash, so they have to raise capital to fund their content spending. It's almost like they're eating their own. They're a victim of their own true successes. Because the original content streamed on demand is so popular, it's attracting copycats. So they've got to spend a lot of money to keep up with Amazon, CBS, All Access, HBO, Hulu. And they have to replenish what they're losing from studios like Disney and Warner Brothers, because they're going to have their own services that can directly compete with Netflix. So if Netflix wants to stream certain things, they won't have the option to do that on Netflix, any of the Disney or Warner Brothers things. They'll have to get some other one of those, you know, they'll have to get Warner Brothers or Disney to be able to do it. And you know how much money they're ripping through? They're ripping through, this is a crazy amount of money, $3 billion a year. It was so great that you threw that out to me, because I have talked about Netflix. If you don't know the story, when I've talked about branding when I'm out on the road speaking and I'm talking about, you know, what's your wow. The wow to me is when you really miss the boat. And Blockbuster, they cornered the market. Remember the good old days when it was like, oh, let's get in the car. We got to get that first run movie. We're going to rent it, and then we're going to get a bunch of candy and popcorn and come back, and it's a movie night. And we've whipped through the store, and we're in line. And those poor people that have to wait for the next time it's back in, that movie, that first run movie. But then there was the brilliance of Netflix. Blockbuster could have owned that, because Netflix went to them. Guess what? They needed a partner. It's not a surprise that they're ripping through money the way they are. You might catch Netflix on in between the games. There was Game 1 of the World Series that went down. We're going to talk about it next in the Man Cave.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah,
going to the man cave.
All right, even in the cheap seats, we realize here at the tail end of this hour, guess what? We're going to the man cave. I had an email from Lynn who said, Kate Delaney, what about the she cave? Could you go in the she cave? Well, absolutely. You know, it's really strange that there are man caves and she caves, we'll call them, that are so incredibly, I mean, it would blow your mind if you saw them. The way they are tricked out, I have no idea what they would cost with some of the ones I've seen, but I just can't imagine it, even if you knew people, that it would be a song. So all man caves are not created equal. Some are just really clean, cool areas in a garage. Once your kids have moved out and all their boxes are gone, because they've moved on. Or, you know, you just have some other space. Some people have incredible areas in their, in, you know, kind of near the house where they add on like a man cave. Sometimes many of you listening in the East or in the Midwest, you know what it is. Right, guys? It's the basement. You take over the basement. It's your lair. You play darts. You may have a beer or two. You watch a game. And if you were down in your lair, you may have been watching the first game of the World Series. It was pretty big. It was pretty big because the Red Sox lit up Clayton Kershaw. Poor Clayton Kershaw. I talked about how this is what happens to him. You know, he pitches some great dynamo games, but overall in the playoffs, he struggled. So Clayton Kershaw could not stop the red-hot Boston Red Sox. You know, the fact is they lit him up pretty good. And Boston, after a rain period, because rain smashed Boston most of the day before of the game, there was a thunderstorm that passed over the city 90 minutes into the first pitch. This is kind of cool. James Taylor sang the national anthem, but it was close most of the way through. It was a pretty close game. But then the Red Sox blew it open, and it ends 8-4. So Alex Cora says, you know what, he made the right kind of moves that he wanted to make. And sure enough, if we look at Clayton Kershaw's line, he pitches four innings, gives up five earned runs, did have five strikeouts and a couple of walks, but you got to keep the guys from scoring, and that did not happen. Chris Sale, on the other hand, gave up three runs off of five hits, and it was about the bullpen and mixing and matching the arms. That's what happened in this game. And then there were some deadly long balls. Certainly, for Boston, they got a little bit of room, and they took advantage of that room. At one point in the game, you were looking at a really tight game. Boston has two in the first. L.A. responds in the second with a run, and the third with a run. Hey, then Boston gets back on its horse. They want that 3-2 edge in the bottom of the third. In the fifth, L.A. one run, Boston two. And here's where it really got ugly, because the Dodgers stranded a few guys in scoring position in the seventh. They really could have made some noise there, and they didn't. And then Boston comes back and scores three runs. And then the rest pretty much is history after that. So 8-4 was your final score for, I think, what will be a very competitive, I'm going to call it competitive, a very competitive World Series. So the Dodgers and the Red Sox do it again on Wednesday, Game 2 at Fenway Park. Rue pitches for the Dodgers. David Price gets the ball for the Red Sox. So the people of Boston had a lot to cheer about, even though they might have been stopping by a diner on the way out. It was just after midnight in Boston, and they won. Bottom line, Boston in the postseason against the Yankees, the Astros now, and the Dodgers, 8-2. They've outscored their opponents. Ready for this big, giant sports nugget? 64-39. So once Eduardo Nunez smashed a ball over a home run ball over the green monster, that was it for the game. I mean, the Red Sox just took it apart after that. So Clayton Kershaw didn't pitch well, but Chris Sale didn't pitch well either. It wasn't what that kind of game turned out to be. It didn't turn out to be that kind of game, in other words. And they both didn't pitch the way they would have liked to pitch. How about that? And then there's this story about the OSU assistant that started the long line of problems for Urban Meyer. Ohio State assistant coach Zach Smith accepted a plea deal Tuesday. What does that mean? To resolve the criminal charges that came after months and months of controversy for the Buckeye football program and for Urban Meyer. He pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct in exchange for the dismissal of criminal trespassing charge. And here's what happened. A judge in Delaware County, Ohio, ordered him to pay $289 in fines and court fees associated with the case. Courtney Smith, Zach's ex-wife, told the judge, or said that the judge also awarded her a 3-year protection order as part of the resolution. So, wow. He was fired, Smith was, in late July, the day after the other allegations were made public. Been a complete nightmare. Complete nightmare for Ohio State as they try to sort that out. They would much rather not be dealing with the controversy. They would much rather not have that happen. All right, by the way, Brooks Koepka, we know this is Goff's number one dude with the CJ Cup victory, and that happened by getting ahead of the pack pretty easy. He displaced Dustin Johnson for the top ranking when he shot that final round 8 under 64 for a 21 total, a 21 under total of 267 if you add up all the scores. Woohoo! So it became interesting. I guess we could say that safely. A gift to the world of golf. I'll tell you that. An absolute gift for what he brings to the party. And he adds too many things than we could talk about in a short 11-minute plus segment. Too many things. How about this? So as Kershaw is being lit up like a Christmas tree, you got to say, is there even a chance that the Red Sox would sweep the Dodgers? And there's always a chance, but I have the magic eight ball. I'm going to ask the magic eight ball. Wish me luck. Here we go. Ugh, this awkward thing. Will the Red Sox beat the Dodgers? Ask again later. I guess we're going to have to ask again later because that's their best answer. If they have to ask again later, they're really, really drawing at straws. That's all I'll say. If that's what the plan is. Oof. So we got some baseball going on and NBA action and NHL action. The Pistons smoking hot, but so were the 76ers. Detroit wins it in overtime, 133 to 132. Blake Griffin was a superstar. 50 in OT is the win over the 76ers. Serious magic coming off of the fingertips of his hand. Thanks so much to you, you, and those two guys sitting in the back. Appreciate it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.